Blog Talk Radio.
Now on stage, BB and CC Winant.
The blood that Jesus shed for me
accept the 2010 BMI Trailblazers of Gospel Award. The incomparable Andre Crouch.
Can everybody hear me?
This is Vandis Kinnaman. I can.
Amen. God bless you, Vandis Kinnaman. God bless you. So wonderful to see you today. God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God always have help for you. Always have help. So glad to see Sister T. God bless you, Sister T. So glad to see Aisha. Our young daughter, wow, God, it's just a blessing. I pray each and every one of you all had a blessed weekend this weekend. I truly thank God for you tuning in and listening again to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. It's such a privilege to be back on the line once again, giving God some glory and giving him praise and honor for all that he's done for us. We'd like you to know that we're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Once again, that call-in number is area code, 858-683-1334. We'd like you to invite a friend. Tell somebody that somebody's on this line talking and teaching and preaching about Jesus, teaching and preaching how we can learn about how to better ourselves spiritually and naturally. First natural, then spiritual. Amen. We welcome any of your praise reports. Amen. And any prayer requests that you may have, we welcome you to send them to our email at newdestinyministries@gmail.com. Once again, that's newdestinyministries@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, and that's 95205. Thank you. We certainly appreciate you. Excuse me one second. That's another rock. Okay. Amen. Amen. So, anyway, back to what we were saying. This so thankful for you all tuning in again this week. Again, I pray that everyone had a blessed and wonderful weekend. Amen. We're going to get right on into, we're going to have some discussion today. So as the Lord allows people to come in, we're going to get right on into it. But I'm going to ask our friend and our evangelist, Evangelist Kinnaman, to open up with the word of prayer. It's always good to see Evangelist Kinnaman. She's always on fire, always doing something for the Lord. Amen. So glad to see another soul winner on the line, Sister T. She don't mind spreading this gospel wherever she goes either. Amen. So we're going to, if you're in an area where there's noise, you can mute your phones, but we're going to open up the lines today because we have a topic that I think we all can participate in on today. Amen. We don't have any set speakers today, so we're going to allow everybody to elaborate and expound on a risen Savior. We're talking about a risen Savior. We know that they're celebrating resurrection this week, so we already know that Jesus is alive. He's alive in our spirit each and every day. So we're going to go right to Evangelist Kinnaman and have her to open with the word of prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Kinnaman.
Oh, God bless. And Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. Honor, we know how, God. God, we just thank you for a new day we've never seen before. God, we praise your name, God, because you is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to going down the saint, your name shall be praised. Yes. God, we thank you for your goodness and your kindness you stored upon us at hand, Lord. It's not of us, but it's of you, God. And Lord, your love be shed upon us. Lord, I thank you, Lord, what you have done for us in our life. Even right now, Lord, what you're going to do. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory and the praise and the honor belongs to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You said if I be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Lord, we lift you up higher than yesterday. Higher, Lord Jesus. Higher above the heavens. Your name, God, is a strong tower. You said that we shall run and be safe and run therein. Lord, we are the people. Your people, Lord, are the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for choosing us, God. And Lord, let your word go forth, Lord. Some souls may hear the word and, God, receive your word with gladness in their heart. Lord, break down every will, every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, loose the band of weakness. Undo him today. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, open up our spiritual eyes to see and spiritual ears to hear what you say to us. Lord, we will gladly see what you speak into our hearts today, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise, God Jesus. Because there is no one like you, Lord, of all the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you said hallelujah, glory to God, your name is above every name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, Jesus Christ is Lord, Lord of Lord and King of Kings. Who is the King of Glory? Lord of Hosts, he is the King of Glory, strong and mighty, and mighty in battle, hallelujah, glory to God, Lord Jesus, you said Lord, hallelujah. You give us a wing, Lord, to like a wing of eagle. Fly above the situation. Fly above our problems. Hallelujah. Because you're the one, Lord, holding us up with your right hand of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless everyone on this line, Jesus. And Lord, Jesus, draw the unsold, the saved, the unsaved one. Draw them to your God. Lord, this is your will. You do us not to perish, but all kinds of repentance. Lord, we praise and magnify your holy name. We'll forever, forevermore give you the praise. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Powerful prayer. Hallelujah. We all know that prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. It unlocks doors. It answers everything that we're going to. Prayer is that key. Hallelujah. And if we have that key, that's the gateway to heaven. Hallelujah. God said he would give Peter the keys. And Jesus said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah. And we all know that Peter preached the first message. Glory to God. So we just thankful today. And we're talking about a risen Savior. Did not schedule any speakers this week. So I said, Lord, you let it flow this week. That's the way it'll flow this week. Amen. So we're talking about a risen Savior. A risen Savior. And we want all of you all that's tuning in today to talk about this risen Savior. Hallelujah. We have to know that we serve a live, a living God. Hallelujah. He's not dead. They'll be doing the praise and everything this week because this is resurrection week. But we know he died on the cross. Hallelujah. He's not in no grave. He's not in the tomb. He has risen. Amen. So we want to just talk a little bit, and we want to confirm that Jesus came. And to confirm that, we want to go to John, the first chapter, and we want to read into your hearing today, verses 14 through 18. And it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man, the scripture said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Amen. So that confirms that Jesus came. Then we go to John chapter 10, verse 11, and we're going to confirm that he died. Verse 10 and 11 says, these things just pop up on you. John chapter 10, verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. So that confirms that he died. He is the good shepherd that gave his life for us. Amen. And he rose. We're going to turn a little bit to these scriptures, but every one of the gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all confirm about this resurrected, risen Savior. So that's what we're talking about as we're going on into the week, as they have resurrection week. We're talking about a risen Savior. Have you risen in your heart today? Have you risen in your life today? I see Sister Ruby. I'm going to hear Sister Ruby. I thank God for her. Hallelujah. We're going to read a little bit today, and then we're going to open up the line and have you all to expound on this risen Savior. Amen. So, Sister Ruby, I'm going to open up your line, and we have about six callers on the line right now. People will be coming on in, and as they come in, they can get on this discussion. We're talking about a risen Savior today, Sister Ruby. So we went and confirmed that he died. So we want to confirm that he rose and then he reigned. Amen. So if you can turn to Matthew 28 and 6, these just are a few scriptures, and you can jot them down if you need be. 28 and 6 says,
You want me to read it?
He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. That says he rose. In another scripture, Luke 24:34, it confirms too, and it says, Luke 24:34, they saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and had appeared to Simon. And Matthew 28:18 says, it says he reigns. 28:18 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, I'd like to tell you all again that you can confirm the resurrection of Jesus Christ in all of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But we're going to go, I felt led to go to Luke, and we're going to read Luke 24, and that's where I want to bring Sister Ruby in to read that. And as we're reading that, then you all just let that marinate in your spirit, and we're going to get into some discussion and talk about this risen Savior. So I see Vanessa Kinnaman on the line, Sister T on the line. And I saw Sister Faithful, she'll be dropping in and out. So people are coming as we go along. But Sister Ruby, if you don't mind, we want to talk about the resurrection. We want to talk about this risen Savior. And as we begin to talk about risen, when we say risen, we're talking about something or somebody that has arose, hallelujah. And in this sense, we're talking about Jesus Christ. He was the risen Savior. And when we think about the word Savior, we think about the one that saves. Hallelujah, Christ our Savior. He's the one that has saved. He's the one that has restored us back. He's the one that brought in redemption. Hallelujah. Had he not died, we wouldn't have been redeemed. Amen. So we're going to go right on into this chapter 24, and I chose this one as, again, we could have went to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They all signify, they all had the outlining of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So let's read a little bit in this entirety, Sister Ruby.
Okay, praise the Lord, saints. Verse 1, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, there came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. Verse 2, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. 3, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Verse 4, and it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. 5, and as they were afraid and bowed down their face to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead?
Okay, why seek ye? Listen to this. Why seek ye the living among the dead? So these were angels standing beside, and they begin to talk. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Verse 6, he is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Verse 7, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Verse 8, and they remembered his words. 9, and returned from the skeptical and told all of these things unto the leaven and to all the rest. Verse
8,
and it was Mary Magdalene and Joanne and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. Verse 11, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Verse 12, then arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. 13.
All right.
You said
go ahead.
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
Verse 13, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village from Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. Verse 14, and they talked together all these things which had happened. 15, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
Listen at that. So while they were communing with themselves, they weren't aware that Jesus himself came in the midst and was with them. Go ahead.
16, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him.
See, Jesus is among us and we don't even know he's here. Ah. Hallelujah. Ooh. That's why the Bible said, be careful how we entertain strangers. Jesus right here in our midst, and we don't even know it. Amen. Verse 17.
Oh, and he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad?
So Jesus saying, what kind of conversation are you all having as you all are walking and talking with one another, and you seem so sad? Go ahead.
And 18, and one of them, whose name was Cephas, answered and said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? 19. Mm-hmm. And he said unto them, What things? Uh-huh. And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. Verse 20.
Mm.
And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. 21. But he trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
Mm.
22. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the skeptical. 23. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which that he was alive. Alive. 24. Certain of them which were with us went to the skeptical and found it even so as the women had said, but him only they saw not. Verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. 26. Ought not Christ to have suffered there these things and to enter into his glory?
Mm-hmm.
27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself.
Mm-hmm.
28. And they drew now unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further.
Uh-huh.
29. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. 30. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it. Blessed the bread and break and gave to them. Verse 31. And their eyes were open. And their eyes were open. And they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight.
Now listen to that. After he sat with them, they still weren't aware that this was Jesus. And he took meat and ate with them. And then he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. So when you drink of Jesus' blood and you eat of his body, your eyes become open. Their eyes became open, and they knew him, but he vanished out of their sight. Look at God. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
And they vanished out of their sight. 32. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened up to us the scriptures?
30.
And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them. 34. Saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and have appeared to Simeon.
So they went and found the other disciples and gathered with them and said, The Lord is risen indeed, and had appeared to Simon. Verse 35.
And they told what things were done in the way. They go that way. And how he was known of them in breaking of bread.
Uh-huh. 36.
And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you.
Peace be unto you.
37. But they were terrified and afraid, and supposed that they had seen a spirit.
they were afraid and affrighted, thought they had seen a spirit. They didn't believe. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
38, and he said unto them, Who are ye troubled?
Why? Not who, why?
Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts?
My God.
39, behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself handle me. And see, for a spirit have not flesh and blood, as you see me have.
All right, so he said, why are you troubled? He said, peace be unto you. Why are you troubled? And why do these thoughts arise in your hearts? Why are we confused? Why are we troubled? Jesus is with us. Have no fear. Hallelujah. He said, behold my hands. He's showing them his hands. Hallelujah. How they was pierced. Hey, God of nails. He showed them the holes in his hands. And he said, then look at my feet. This is I myself. He said, handle me and see. For spirit had not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. So he had to show them. You know, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a sign. We want to see something. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 41. And while they yet believed not for joy, and he said unto them, have you here any meat?
Come on.
42, and they gave him a piece of a boiled fish and of an honeycomb. 43, and he took it and did eat before them.
All right.
And 44.
Now he's going a little bit further. Go ahead.
Oh, 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the concerning me. 45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures.
So Jesus began to open up their understanding. He said, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. Remember, he said, the bridegroom is going to be taken away. Hallelujah. You got to enjoy me while I'm here. You got to enjoy while I'm in your presence. When the anointing comes, you got to salivate in it. You can't get lost. You got to keep that moment ever before you. Hallelujah, when the presence of God comes, hey, hallelujah, don't miss your blessing. Don't miss your opportunity to sit at the feet of the King. Somebody say, take me to the King. We got to be taken to the King. While the bridegroom is with you, you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry, Sister T. He's with you. But there was some Jesus was telling, there's going to come a time when I'm going to be taken. Hallelujah. No, you don't need to fear as long as I'm here. I got you. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Ruby. He's going to open up these lines. Yeah, no more. So we're talking about a risen Savior today. You can go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you'll see a version of the resurrected Savior. Hallelujah. He is risen. Jesus is risen. He is risen. He's living within us. Hallelujah. He is alive. He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. He ain't in no tomb. I don't care how many plays they do this week. Hallelujah. Talking about the resurrected thing. He's no longer in the tomb. He has risen. Hallelujah. He is alive and been alive for scores and scores of years. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Alive forevermore. Hallelujah.
Alive forevermore.
Hallelujah. I get excited, Evangelist. Here, let me go where I go. Here I go. Verse 46. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day.
Listen at that. He arose the third day. He's not risen on March 31st when we celebrate Easter. Come on, people. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Hallelujah. 47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
Read that again.
I need to do it. 40 verse.
You're not gonna show ya.
Luke chapter 24, verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sins, S-I-N-S.
Preached.
And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. S.
Among all nations.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For verse 48, and ye are witnesses of these things, of those
you
things.
You are the witnesses. You are the witnesses. We that's on this line today, we are the witnesses. And we have to let our light so shine that men may see our good work. We are the witnesses in the earth that Jesus is alive, that we are serving a risen Savior. He's not dead. He's yet alive. Go ahead, Sister Ruby. We finishing that, and then we go. We're gonna give you an opportunity to talk about this risen Savior. What is he in your life? What is he doing for you? Are you waiting to Easter Sunday morning to give him some praise? Are you waiting to Easter Sunday morning for him to be resurrected in your life? He's resurrected every day. Every day that we live right, he's living in our spirit. Every day that we talk right, he's living in our spirit. Every day when we deny this flesh, he's living in our spirit. He is alive. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, and we're going to finish this. But we just needed to read a little bit. We're talking about a resurrection. Savior. We're talking about a Savior that has already arose. He's already risen. He's living inside of you. If you have filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, you got the power of God dwelling on the inside. Jeremiah says, like fire shut up in my bones. Anybody experiencing that fire on the day? It's like fire shut up in my bones. When you begin to think of where he's brought you from, when you begin to think of what he's done for you, hallelujah, when you begin to think how he heals and protects you, how he covers you with his blood, we talking about the blood today, hallelujah, the risen Savior. We pray B.B. and C.C. Wilder said the blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah, it reaches to the lowest valley. Hallelujah. And it climbs and goes to the highest mountain. The blood, the blood, the blood. It'll never lose its power. We're talking about a risen Savior today, Apostle Joshua. A risen Savior. Not somebody died. Not somebody dead. He died, but he rose again. Hallelujah. And forevermore to live in our spirit, to live in our hearts, to live in our life. We don't have to wait for Sunday morning to celebrate him. Hey, I said I wasn't doing this. I'm just reading a little bit today. And I'm going to let you all come on in and expound on this risen Savior. Hallelujah. Everybody can expound about this risen Savior. If you're on this line and he's done anything for you, you can testify. You can testify of his goodness. Hallelujah. We weren't with him, but we are the witnesses that's in the earth today. We are the ones that are testifying about his goodness. We are the ones that telling folks that Jesus still saves. Hallelujah. All power is in his hands. finish those last three verses, Sister Ruby, and we're going to open up the lines. And since you all read, I'm going to give you an opportunity first to tell us about this risen Savior. And if you all want to bring it, we can go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All of the synoptic gospel tell the story about the resurrected Christ. Amen. Go ahead, finish this one, Sister Ruby. Get almost fire.
Okay, I left 49, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
So he told him, he said, you wait there. I'm going, what is the promise? The promise is the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, that he said he was going to send him. He said, but you can't do nothing until you get this power. We can't do nothing without this Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. We may can do some things, but it won't last. Glory to God. Finish those last words. Get on the Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God, today.
Verse 50, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. 51, and it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. 52, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. 53, were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.
Listen at that. Amen. And they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. So I want you all to say something about the risen Savior in your life. We're going to open up the line. We got to talk about this risen Savior today. Hey, God, I wasn't prepared to just go on and hoop and preach and do all of this stuff. No, we're talking about a risen Savior. You have had an experience with this Savior. Hallelujah. If you haven't, keep on living. And I see Apostle Johnson, we'll let him sum it all up. Hallelujah. But go on, Sister Ruben, just give us something about this risen Savior. Anything that the Lord has done for you, anything you want to share with the audience today, do that.
Praise the Lord, everybody, the saints of God, apostles, pastors, preachers, teachers, everybody that's in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. This is such a blessing. I didn't realize Evangelist Bernard was going to go here, but like she say, if he done anything for you, you ought to have a testimony and say he lives, he loved me, and he saved me out of sin and shame. And, you know, I was thinking about it as I was reading the scripture. Before she asked me to read it, I says, what can I say? What can I say about Jesus Christ? All we do is take it for granted. But it's always from the beginning of the test of the Bible in Genesis where he had to bring man back in fellowship. So it was by 32 generations, and Jesus came down as our Savior and Lord and died on a rugged cross for the sins of the world, for everybody, just not for the saints. He died for the whole world, that they may come and repent and be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with his Holy Ghost if we are obedient. So it's just an awesome, a blessing thing for me to just sit here now and say, even though, you know, in your darkest sin, I was in my darkest sin. I didn't know I was. But he came there, and he brought me up out of that, and I think I'm the only one in my family that's in Jesus' name. And I say, you know, we're born, I'm feeling like you're born, he puts this in you before you even knew your parents or knew yourself. He made it to, you know, to do it. So I say, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for bringing me away I know not. I'm thinking I'm living with men and married, 2-3 marriage, ain't nothing worked. Just on and on and living like the world. And I got so tired of being tired. So I say, Lord, if you save me, I'll serve you. Then I say, no, Lord, if you save me, I'll truly serve you. And he, I told that story before. I ain't going to go through it, but he saved me through a wig shop. So I'm just saying how we don't know how our walk going to be with Jesus Christ, but we know that once he put his hands on you, his promise is forever, and he will bring you through and save you. And what was so exciting to me was that he put you in his family, his spiritual family, not your natural family, but his spiritual family. And he carried you on, and then he baptized you, gave you the Holy Ghost, and then he allowed you to go and work and bring in his precious people. And I just was thinking this after, I said, Lord, you know, I just thank you because he allowed me to witness all over. Just to go get in my car and trust me with his precious people to witness. I say, Lord, you know, I thank you for the witnessing because they yield themselves. I pray he led me and showed me which way to go, and the men wouldn't go out and witness, but guess what? I was out there witnessing to the men because he said, well, in my spirit, if you say you say, then you don't want the man. So you don't have to get up at the altar and pray that he be your husband. You pray and you don't even need to get there because you allow me to do the work and pray that I save him and go forth and do it. So I said, Lord, I just thank you. You just don't know. It's just a blessing. I say, I thank you that you give us work. He gives us work in all different areas of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So I'm just excited today to know that he keeps his promise. Whatever he promised you, he will bring it to pass. It may not be when you want it, but it will come and it will not tarry. So so much more, but pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. God, a witness for the Lord. We have to know that we are the witnesses in the earth. We are the living witness. Hallelujah. We have to represent Jesus. And with a good character, a good name. The Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen. So we are representatives of Jesus. We are his witnesses in the earth. I'm going to Evangelist Kinnaman and then Sister T. Hallelujah. They only have about 10 callers on the line. Mondays is, I guess they got Blue Monday today. Hallelujah. But this ain't no Blue Monday for me. This is a great Monday for me because the Lord woke me up this morning. His mercies was renewed on me today. So I got a reason to praise him. Sister Evangelist Kinnaman, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Before Jesus was risen, it was prophesied by Isaiah. I'm just going through some verses. Isaiah 53. I'm going to read these verses, and I will stand on what the Lord, this risen verse, has done for me. Isaiah 53 and 1, who have believed our report? Who is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He have no form nor comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected, a man and a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. We hid as it was our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief, carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. His chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Isaiah spoke about that before Jesus Christ came. And see, he seen what was going to happen. So I allow Isaiah to see it in the spiritual eye to write this verse about Christ. And it's the sixth verse, and all we like sheep are gone astray. We are all turned, everyone, to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And the seventh verse, he was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before his shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. I just want to speak about that in before Christ came, to, when he came to redeem his people from their sin. In the Old Testament, you know, there was that lamb, and children of Israel, they put that the blood over the doorpost, so the angel, death angel passed by. But now Jesus died for us. His blood saved us. Not only saved us, he healed our body, he healed our mind, the blood of Jesus. He came to redeem his people from his sin. This is the Savior I'm talking about. He's not dead, he's alive.
He's
the reason
alive.
Why I know he's alive, he's alive in me. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God.
That's the only way you'll know he's alive. If he's been risen in you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. There's a song used to say, God's not dead, he's yet alive. And
he's
they were singing that song because they know Jesus alive in him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are alive. We are risen because Christ, because of him, took our sin. We have been risen from the dead. We no longer in that old man. We no longer walking around in sin and shame. We put on the new birth of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory. Sold out for Jesus. We sold out.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank God for his blood he shed on Calvary. I thank God for redeeming me from hell. I thank God for writing my name in the book of life. Hallelujah. That's not the end. Hallelujah. After this life, we're going to have eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has resurrected Jesus, and I've been resurrected from the dead. And I know we're going to be resurrected now. You've been resurrected from the dead. You're not in the grave. The grave clothes are thrown away. You don't got that old animal. Hallelujah. You've been risen. Hallelujah. You're the new person. You're the hallelujah. You have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And the Spirit of God, he put inside of us.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Glory
to the Holy Ghost. You must be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Yes,
hallelujah. Not just
with
being saved. Not just saying I've been delivered. No, you have the power of the Holy Ghost. All of the saints say, and all of the other of us, proclaim his name wherever you go.
Dawn, amen.
Amen. You have a nice day.
Okay, you at work?
No, I'm not at work.
Oh, okay. Were you able to hear any of the reading? You have anything you'd like to say to us today?
I don't have anything to say today, but everything, Sister Ruby, I enjoyed what she was saying, a testimony. And Evangelist Kinnaman, I enjoyed testimony and everything. So everything was good.
Amen. Well, we love you. Amen. We're going. Let me see, Sister Aisha. Is there anything that you can say about the Lord, this risen Savior today, Sister Aisha? Amen. She might have her phone on mute. She's too shy to talk. God bless you, Aisha. Okay, we're going to move on to that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Sister Aisha?
I enjoyed it. Listening to it, like, I don't really know everything about the Bible and everything, but like I do be enjoying like every little thing that I hear. You know. But it's good to, you know, learn different things. So I did learn a lot by just listening to the different scriptures that you guys read and stuff like that. Because Brianna did ask me this morning. She did ask me. And Bree asked me this morning about what is Easter, so now I know where I can go and show her some little scriptures where I can tell her what is Easter. So actually, I'm glad I did get on today. Brianna, she wants to know what is Easter.
She want to know what?
She wanted to know what is Easter, so I was telling her it wasn't all about this. She thinks it's about the baskets and the pretty clothes, and I was telling her it wasn't about the baskets, but she wanted to know, so if it's not about the baskets, then what is Easter? So I was like, I'm going to get back to you on that one.
Well, you can tell her it's about a risen Savior. Hallelujah, how Jesus died for us. Hey, tell her it ain't about no Easter basket and no dyed eggs and Easter candy. It's about the risen Savior. Hallelujah. That's just the day that society has set aside to honor that Jesus died and he rose. So that's all that's about. It ain't about no Easter basket, honey. Tell us about getting the Holy Ghost. You know how to shout. You know how to praise God. Hallelujah. God going to fill up with the Holy Ghost. Hey, glory. He's going to fill up with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because she's very smart and intelligent. She's a beautiful young lady. So you be able to tell her, take those scriptures and read that to her and let her learn, let her know about why we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to Sister Priscilla, and then I'm going to get to Pastor Johnson to just sum up everything. After Priscilla, I'm sorry. Then I see Sister T is back on the line with us. God bless you, Evangelist Priscilla. We're talking about a risen Savior.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm in total agreement. Easter is not about a bunny rabbit laying eggs. Easter is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Within your heart, within your soul. That's when I am resurrected with the Lord today. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for that. And so, you know, we want to be real and understand the real meaning and the essence of Easter. Not a bunny jumping around laying eggs. God bless you. Back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Sister T. God bless you.
God bless you, California.
God bless you. We're talking about a risen Savior today.
Oh, yes. God is wonderful. I thank God for Jesus rising for me. I thank God that he didn't stay in that grave. He came out of that grave and rose. Oh, my God. I thank God for that. And I missed most of the show because I'm having problems with my phone, but I know him to be a risen Savior, a true and living Savior in my heart. I just thank God. Thank God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you that you rose. We need to tell our children the truth. We're lying to them about the bunnies and the eggs. There ain't nothing about that commercialism. It's about Jesus rising for that grave. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Okay, all right. We're talking about a risen Savior. You can also go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and it tells you that for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Hallelujah. This whole 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians tells about the facts of Christ's resurrection, the importance of it, the order of his resurrection, the moral implications of Christ's resurrection, the bodies of the resurrected dead. It tells about the bodies of the translated living. So we have to get into this word and learn that, you know, we know they have commercialized these holidays, and it's all about to get people to spend money. It ain't about, they're not really celebrating Jesus. It's about money. It's about the Benjamins, as they say. That's what it's about. The Benjamins. Hallelujah. But I tell you today, we got to know that he lives, and because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all of our fears are gone, because we know who holds the future. And his life is worth, his life was worth the living just because he lives. Amen, amen. Well, I thank God today for a risen Savior. Amen, amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you all. I see Minister Tillman on the line with us, but I'm going to go to Apostle Johnson. Well, let's go to Minister Tillman and just let her have a word. We're talking about a praise the Lord, woman of God. We're talking about a risen Savior today.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the resurrection. Huh? We all have hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. One day we will be raised. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. I just called in. I just looked at the clock. I'm sorry I called in late, but I just wanted to hear what was being said. I'm always blessed. Amen.
Yes,
what's going
yes.
on? Amen. With Evangelist Benoit. Amen. So I just wanted to get in on the last and part of it. And I thank God for each and every one of you. And God continue to pray for us. Amen. As we pray for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's
amen.
Minister Rose Tillman out of
amen.
Denver, Colorado, with Highway
amen.
And Hedges Ministries doing a great work. And we thank God, glory for this risen.
Thank you.
Because he has risen, she's able to do what she's doing. Hallelujah. She just said we have a whole future in Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
A risen Savior. Oh, we bless the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
We thank God for Apostle Johnson. We thank God for him tuning in and being a support and being a blessing to this ministry. Certainly it's a pleasure and honor to always see him and always he have a word to say about the Lord. And it's just encouraging to know that we have young men that's lifting up the name of Jesus, that are bold, that are declaring it, standing in the front, standing in the trenches, on the front line, hallelujah. Frontline soldiers, they're not hiding behind the curtains, hallelujah, but they're on the platform preaching and teaching this gospel. So God bless you, Apostle Johnson, hallelujah, we bless you for today.
Amen, praise the name of our Lord God, for he is truly awesome and great and mighty. I tell you, the power of God is so awesome and mighty. On today, we talked from a subject, are you hearing the voice of God? And from our subtopic, we talked about, if you don't believe me, just watch me. If you don't believe he got up, just keep watching. If you don't believe at what he'll do for your life, and if you don't believe that he'll change anybody's life around, just keep watching. stay tuned for further details, because there's something about whenever they went and rolled the stone away. Somebody did not have the faith. Somebody thought he'd still be there. But there was something about the power of God. He got up. If I could just talk from any subject today, I would say he's risen. He's risen. And the word rise means to be elevated. Above it. God wants to elevate us through all of these obstacles. That's the reason why his son went through what he went through for us. He got up. We celebrate the resurrection power of our Lord, because if he never got up, we wouldn't have all power that we have today. But because he got up, we have power. Because he decided to see about little old me and little you, we have the power to walk in victory on today. He has risen. I tell people all the time, Evangelist Bernard, the dangerous place to be is where God was and not where God is. We're in a season now where you got to stay constantly where God is and not where he was. So you got to follow him. That's why it's significant to know what we were talking about last week. When I move, you move just like that. You got to know when God is moving. And when he's moving, you got to know he ain't sending no service announcement for you to know that he's getting ready to change positions. Good God of mercy. Understand that it's always moving, because he has to work in the supernatural while we're in the natural. So you just make sure that you stay tuned to God and know what God is saying, so that you can rise to the top. But again, risen. He got up from where he was with all power in his hand. He took the keys of hell and the grave. See, it's significant now, because you got to understand, he got up with all power, not some all. He took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. So that means that God doesn't have dominion to do nothing over your life. He got to go to daddy for permission. Why? Because he went down in hell. He put himself through going through consuming fire for me and you. He took the keys to death, hell, and the grave.
Come on.
He got up with all power. He got up with dominion. He got up knowing who he was. He got up saying, let me breathe on my people and let them understand they're free. He's risen. He has risen.
Yes,
risen in me. He's not looking for, he's not in the same place where they found him. He shouldn't be in the same place where you found him last week. Last week you found him in the living room when you were praying. He came down and met with you. This week you found him. That's what we talked about last week in a message that I preached. I talked about the secret place, the person that dwells in the secret place. Have you? My topic was, have you dwelled in the secret place lately? Have God met you in the secret place? When God is risen, and you got to understand, he's risen, so he's now sitting there waiting. So you got to start soaring like an eagle above all this stuff that's trying to hold you down. You got to know, because God is risen, that you can rise above every obstacle, everything that tries to hold you down, everything that tries to block you and stop you from getting to your destiny. That's why we got to know. We've got to understand that we walk with all power. All power and authority is what we walk with. Because why? He risen. He went through it. He was beat. He was bruised. He was whipped for our transgression. He was chastised for our iniquities. There was nothing that he did wrong, but he risen with all power. Good God of mercy. It makes me excited when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. It's something about knowing who the risen Savior is. It's something about knowing that he got up with all power in his hands. It's something about understanding who your daddy really is. There's nothing that defeats him. God of mercy. There's nothing that blocks his way. There's nothing that keeps him down. There's nothing that holds him down. But he's risen. That God is risen with all power in his hand. So whatever you need, the master has it right there in his hands. Whatever you're dealing with today, whatever you're ailing with, whatever your matter is, whatever your circumstance is, ma'am or sir, understand, he got up with all power. That means he has the ability to counsel your situation. Good God of mercy. Understand, that's why the Bible says he's the author and finisher of our faith. Why? Because faith without works is dead. It's time for us to get up from the place we are and rise up. God is saying, roll back the stone off your own tomb. Good God of mercy. Get up out of your pity party state. Get up out of your place of do nothing and say, I've risen over this situation. I've got up over this thing. Good God of mercy. I'm ready to step over into my new territory. Good God of mercy. Enlarge, Shamanantia, my territory. Enlarge my coast. How, God, how do I do that? By understanding that he risen, that he got up with all power in his hand. So I'm telling you today, saints of God, let's stay rejoicing all this week with knowing who our daddy is. Lead it up to knowing that he was beat, that he dragged the cross, that he had nails in his hand, that his scars were written, that everything, that he had to go through the old crazy Pilate, which was the craziest person sitting there at being put in the midst of this. But Pilate said, no, I'm sorry. Y'all got to take it to somebody else. I can't handle all this. But he got up, Then he made Satan understand, listen, you are a fool to think that you can take me down. I am the God, the Christos, the Christ, the Creator, of the universe. So everything inside of me says, I win. Good God Almighty. Everything inside of me says, when I step, you got to run. You got to flee. So understand the power that's in you, the devil got to flee from your life. So whatever's failing you today, whatever's bothering you today, you got to tell the devil to get out of your life.
Get out of my life.
I've been sitting here today, and I've been thinking, I've been having to go through so much today, and God was going to send a financial window today that I needed, and I had to go through so much today that I wasn't able to get to that financial window. But God said, don't worry, son, because help is on the way. Don't worry, because I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. So just stand firm to my will, because why? I've risen. I've risen bigger than your situation, bigger than your problem, bigger than the circumstance you're facing. I'm on our side. Why? Because I'm God and I'm going to bring you out. Good God of mercy. Understand today, saints of God, he's risen. He's risen above everything that we've experienced. So let's get up and let's walk in joy, let's walk in victory, and let's celebrate the Messiah. Good God of mercy.
Thank you, God.
Let's celebrate who he is. Let's celebrate who he is.
Celebrate
who he is. Risen.
He's risen. Thank you, God.
So we're over the top now. So I'm excited about his mercy and his grace. And I say to you, as the Apostle Paul says, grace and peace be unto you, knowing that the grace and peace of God will rest and sustain on your life, and that God will continue to rise over every situation. Why? Because he risen. He got up with all power. He went down and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave to let the enemy know you can't take her out. You can't take her out. You can't take him out. Why? Because I got a Messiah. Oh, my God of mercy.
Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you today, God.
You win. You win. You're in a win situation. So I honor God tonight, today, for everything that he's saying and doing. But I get excited about the resurrection. I get excited about everything that God is doing, because this is the hour that he's wanting to just get us to realize the more who he was. And who he is today. That he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, except he keeps extending his power. Good God of mercy. So, love you all today. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Well, we thank you. Thank you for the risen Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We all have to get there for ourselves. Hallelujah. Everybody going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. there no more, Shaka. I won't be there to represent you. You're going to have to represent yourself. Hey, no more, Shaka. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's going to be able to tell us, hallelujah, what's been done. No more. We, God, is going to have a record. The books are going to be open. No more, Shaka. And they're going to declare what was. Hallelujah, what is to come. No more, she. Oh, I bless in the day. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. No more, Shaka. I thank God for a risen Savior. I don't have to wait till March 31st to celebrate Jesus. I celebrate him every day of my life. Every day, that he showed me mercy. Every day his mercies are renewed. Every day he extends his grace to me and my family. Hallelujah. My friends, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I got a reason to praise him. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, I got a reason to praise him. You better have a reason to praise that risen Savior. He is risen. He didn't rise up. We don't have to wait till Sunday, Easter Sunday. When did he rise in your life? When you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and you got baptized and immersed in his life. God is spirit living inside of you. Baptized with his spirit. Living on the inside. He said it's a dangerous thing to be where God was and not where he is. Hallelujah. He was there, but where is he today? Hallelujah. Sometimes we get lost in the shuffle. We better try to come on back. Hallelujah. We better come on back and get back on the foundation. Hallelujah. Time is winding now, Minister Tillman. Sister Ruth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We playing church. We playing with people's lives manipulating. One foot in the world and one foot, the other foot ain't in heaven. Because heaven is holy. Heaven is going to be righteous. It ain't going to be no, we say that one foot in and one. You either in this thing or you out. Ain't no straddling the fence. No more. He say, I warned that you would either be hot or cold. He said, but if you're lukewarm, Jesus say, I'm going to spit you out. I'm going to you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Who won't drink a cup of coffee and it's lukewarm? The purpose of that coffee is for it to be hot and sizzling. Hey, God, and you have to be hot and sizzling to make it in. Because none but the righteous, we might fool some of the people some of the time. But you ain't fooling God at no time. He got your number. He know where you are. Hallelujah. He see you when you're hiding. Didn't he say, Psalm Zacchaeus? He say, I seen you when you was in the fig tree. Hey, I saw you. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing hidden from God. Y'all are stirring me up. Ain't you no more shot. Talking about this risen Savior. Hallelujah. This risen Savior, Minister Tillman, Apostle John.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
About this risen Savior. If you ain't got no fire, shame on you. But baby, when you begin to think on his goodness, when you begin to think, hallelujah, how he brought you out. I begin to think about how my co-highs were playing in November. I could have been out of here. Hey, how y'all don't know more shot, y'all. And it went around about five or six times in the rain. Hallelujah. And every time I passed that, Sister Ruby, I always tell these kids I got to take a picture because it don't look like I was no more than, couldn't have been no more than about 20 feet away from that other intersection. When that car quit stopped a hydroplane, it glided itself over the embankment. And I'm going to get out one day and I'm going to walk and I'm going to measure that distance. About, I said, no more than about 25 feet away. If it had went over the embankment, I would have went over the rail onto some oncoming traffic. Oh, and I said, Jesus, when I think about that, Minister, tell me something.
My God. Hey!
By asking that question, is that it's important to have backup. Because you never know what the situation is going to bring. God of mercy. You got to follow me here. You never know what the situation is going to bring. So we don't need to know what's ailing you and what's plaguing you. We just need you to know that you are a leader in the kingdom of God. And that when you're going through, that we all go through. So we got to bind this thing up. And it was yesterday I was listening to a leader at his ministry. His, Yes, I Love Jesus ministry. Yes, I am the church of, it's something to that effect. I went in to just to visit the man of God to encourage his heart. He has a new ministry. And one of the things he was talking about that was so distinctive, he said, the kingdom of God has it wrong. We're always waiting on our favorite person to pray for us or to lay hands on us or a certain service to go to.
Yeah,
he said, but it's all about the condition of our mindset. Mm. And he said, we have to set our mind in the condition that no matter what's going on, that it is broken. Today when I was preaching, I told the people of God, I said, no matter what is coming at you, you got to believe the report of the Lord. And he said, I wish above all things that you be in good health, even as your soul prosper. And you as a leader, you've been letting your soul grow 7 days a week, working in ministry, working in the vineyard. So I know that your soul is prospering. So the devil's rights have been revoked. Whatever it is that is plaguing your body, I speak strength to your body right now. And I command in the name of Jesus that it be made whole. That no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That you are overcomer. That God said you win. And if the enemy don't believe, only thing he got to do is stand around and watch God. Watch God begin to move on your behalf. Watch God begin to strengthen your body even now. Watch God begin to do the unexpected. Watch your next doctor visit that your doctor has to say, my God, look at what God has done. I can't believe what these results are saying. I can't believe what's there. The Bible says, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. The Bible says, speak those things that be not as though they were and call them forth. I speak healing virtue over Evangelist A.J. Bernard's life today. Not tomorrow, but today, a right now movement. God, I need you to move right now. I petition the heavens to move right now. God, you move on the behalf, God. You strengthen, you build, God. Because, God, you know what to do, God. God, you work it out, God. God, we're not waiting on a tomorrow. We're not waiting on a report, God, but we need a right now move, God. God, we're trusting you right now, God, that you're moving, God. God, that you're doing it, God. That the shackles is broken, God. That whatever's trying to attach itself, that is being destroyed. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are cursing it at the very root. We're sending the assignment back to the pits of hell from which it came. She's like Job, Lord. She said, though you slay her, yet will she trust you. God, she said she got a yet in her spirit, God. God, that she dares to trust you, that she's going to make it over, that she'll make it in, God. God, that her body will be made whole. Father, I ask you, God, as a prophet, you told me I had the power to declare things, God. I declare and decree, God, that you add to the years of her life. God, that you bless her the more, God. That you strengthen her the more, God. That you take her higher, God. God, no longer will her confidence be broken. No longer will she go down. With situation, God. But God, she knows that she knows that she's an overcomer, that she made it, God. I'm on our side. I made it over. This day you made it over, woman of God. This day God has decreed and declared that your healing shall be done. It is so. And it is so. And it is so. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Bless you, God. Hallelujah.
No weapon. I'm an Asiya. It's your Asiya. Give the virtue be loose now. Not a Bosia. Shit, not a Bosia. How can I lose? Yeah, Bosia. I'm an Asiya. God is wrapping his angels around you. I'm an Asiya. He said, and Michael and Gabriel to sit at your bedside tonight, even as you rip. God is going to allow his anointing to rush all up and down your body. There's going to be a newness. There's going to be a new zeal. There's going to be energy where you've been weak in your body. And God said, I'm sending strength now. You've been ain't told nobody nothing, but you feel just weak at times. But God said, here come my strength. Good God of mercy. God said, here come my strength right now that I'm sending. I'm releasing my virtue. I'm releasing my healing virtue. Right now, I'm on our side. The angels of the Lord are descending where you are right now, Evangelist Bernard. Lift your hands and tell the Lord, yes, I'm on our side. Ah, God is doing it right now. God is doing it right now, right now, right now.
Yes, God.
The devil is alive. He's lost again.
Bless your name.
Yes. The devil is alive. He was defeated for.
God bless you to take that. Yes, Lord, I bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for my life. No more. I bless you, Jesus. Ooh, God, you are the level. Hallelujah. God bless the Lord. I love the Lord. I love his people. Nobody like God's people.
Bless the Lord.
I call my sister, my brother, and partner before I call, hallelujah, yes, my biological family. Because I know my sisters and brothers in Christ. I know they pray. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can't even talk to your natural family, especially if they're exposed and they ain't living and they have not accepted the risen Christ in their life, the risen Savior in their life. You can't even identify with them. Hallelujah. And even though that is on the same page, you know, they have their own things they're going through. You ain't got time. You know, bishop busy, prophet is busy, apostle busy, everybody busy, everybody busy. So, honey, that's why you have to establish a relationship with God for yourself. And sometimes you don't want to call nobody, Minister Tim. Huh? He said, because guess what? They might try to get some of this glory. Hallelujah. I want you to call on me. But everything Apostle spoke today, I can attest to it. He was on it. Hallelujah. He wasn't lying about nothing. He spoke it on today. Hallelujah. And I thank him. I bless you. Hallelujah. And I'm not one to just flick on down and you try to just keep on going until your health comes. Hallelujah. Keep on plugging at it. Keep on chugging at it until your health comes. But the Lord knows. I know one thing. You can't serve God. Say he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. And you can't work in the kingdom of God. You can't do effective ministry. And God don't come to you either. And he don't overtake you. Hallelujah. I'll overtake y'all. He said, when the devourer come, I'll rebuke the devourer. So I thank him. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back to you all for your last remarks. Go back up to Evangelist Kinnaman. Your line is open, Evangelist Kinnaman. God bless you.
Praise God. The Bible said we must trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. That's Proverbs 3:3-5. Lean not to our own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And there's times, people get in a hurry doing things, even in this life, and they forget about Christ. They forget about who's directing them. And you get out of order when you want to do things your way. But I learned that scripture. It's in my heart. Lord, put it out in my spirit. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways. You said some ways. All thy ways and knowledge. Him. He shall direct thy path. So that is for everybody on this line. The Lord wants you to hear this verse. God bless everyone.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard. Everybody's on the line. I just thank Jesus Christ for forgiveness and repentance, because we're in this flesh and things come against us, and we know that the Lord has, he's going to have his way, and in the end, it's going to be his will and not our will. But sometimes I know in my life that I put my will before his will, and he has to break me. And it's a heartbreaking because I'm saying, oh, no, that's the way I want to do it. Even though I read the word and have the word, and I just call it, like, the Bible tells us that when we're first saved, we're on milk. And then when do we decide that we're going to have meat? So all through that, things do come upon you because we're in this life. We're in this world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world, so we have to live according to the world. So I just thank Jesus Christ for repentance because it's his word that, you know, it's repentance and be baptized in his name. So he knows that we're not going to do everything right every day, and we may break down, we may do this, but we don't go over. He catches us. He say he have escape route for us. So pray my strength in the Lord. And fans of Bernard, he's blessing you. Everything sometime can be tiresome, but the most important thing is he gave you this ministry. He gave it to you. Nobody else gave it to you. So this is Jesus Christ's ministry, and he knows how much you can take and how much you can, and he's going to bless you, because one thing about it, nothing comes out of here but spiritual applications that Jesus Christ allow, and he's going to bless you. And we just have to be strong, black soldiers. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, so true, so true. God bless you. Thank you, God. Minister Tillman and then Sister T, and then I am Pastor Johnson to close us all now. God bless you. Thank
God bless you.
And Minister Tillman.
Praise the Lord. I was thinking about how they killed Jesus, crucified him, and the natural man doing the natural things, you know, and working for the kingdom of the devil, but it was all for the purpose of, you know, the kingdom of heaven. But how they put him in a tomb, and if they were not afraid, or if they were not knowing who he really was, why would they want to roll a big stone? You know, at the mouth of the tomb. Why would they do that if they didn't think that he was who he was, you know? They had to know, amen, that he was, amen, a man of power. He was who he said he was.
Yes.
In order for them to want to secure the tomb. But they said, oh, in case they steal his body. You know, that's why they wanted to put that big tomb, that stone at the mouth of the tomb. But they knew he was a mighty God, see. So he worked inside the tomb with the stone, at the mouth of the tomb. But the work he had to do was underneath. It was under the earth. He had to go down into the lower parts of the earth, see. And man, think they can block you in. See, the devil, he want to block us and stop us. See,
come on.
In our way. Now, glory to God. Put hindrances in our way. But he don't know the work that God has for us to do is deeper. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Why they had the stones in our way, and why they have, amen, they didn't close the gates on you and chained it up. My God, got you working right where you are. My God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You have subdued the kingdoms under your feet.
Yes,
my God.
Yeah.
You have us working right there where we are, subduing the kingdoms, amen, of faith. My God, defeating him, putting him on our feet. And we thank God for the resurrection power. Glory to God that we have down in us today, because he lives. Hallelujah. We live. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. I tell you, I get stirred up on this line, so God bless you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless you today, Jesus. They knew who he was. They put this big old stone there. You know, if he would have been just a little average person, it wouldn't have been no need, Minister Field. But they put this big old stone there that, like, that was going to stop Jesus. He is that rock.
He is that rock. Glory to God.
I glory to God. He said, for this cause did I come. Hallelujah. He said, no man take my life. You ain't taking my life. I'm laying it down. Because for this cause have I come. Ooh, Lord, you know this is a great story. Look at the Gospels. I said, every one of these Gospels talked about Jesus.
Yeah.
Talked about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. You go to Matthew and find it. You can go to Mark. You can go to Luke. You can go to John. All of those synoptic Gospels talked about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's what the Gospel is. That's what the good news is. It ain't all this junk we talking about. It's about Jesus, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Oh, God.
Yes, yes.
Lord, I'm loving the day. I'm loving the day. Let me go to Sister Pete. And then Aisha's still on the line. If you all have any comments, come on in. Come on in.
I just thank God for a risen Savior. I've been through so much, but I see how God has risen me up. How he took me from out of a pit. He took me from homelessness. I just thank God for the risen Savior. How he's rising my thinking. He's rising me up.
Yeah.
He's changing my life. He's surrounding me around men and women of God who love God. Who live lives that's pleasing to him. Just thank God for a risen Savior. And I believe in him for everything. And I see how he's changing my life and the lives of the people around me. Been fighting illness and stuff myself. But I say, you know what, Satan? All that you planned for me, God had a better plan. So say my sister, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Continue to touch Sister T, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking you to touch her right now, God, as she goes through the dangerous streets, hallelujah, passing out tracts, hallelujah, and telling people about Jesus, Lord, healing for Jesus. Let your blood cover, Lord God. Meet every need in our life, God.
Do some great works for you, Lord God. Well, she can teach and train those girls in the way of
God. Train up a child in the way that they should go. Hallelujah. Bless her for efforts, Lord. She's the youngest one come on this line. She be coming on over a week now, God. Oh, God, bless her, Lord God. Give her strength, Lord God, to implement everything that's good in her life, God. Hallelujah. Shield and protect her. Let your blood cover her in all parts of where she lives, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your blood cover those girls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as they go to and from school. You know, the oldest one, hallelujah, the one that's home with her. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord God. Rain upon them in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we're going back to Apostle Johnson, and we're going to let him close us on out. We'll be back on tomorrow. We're talking about a risen Savior. So we don't know what's planned this week. Hallelujah, but we know one thing. God is going to show up, and the enemies is going to be scattered. Apostle Johnson, thank you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. His line is open. I don't know if he has his phone on mute. Pastor John.
Oh, my God. I'm here with you. I was just trying to make sure my background was clear, but truly I honor God for just the Spirit of God that is manifesting with us for his awesome gifts and power. I thank him for you as a leader. You know, I know more than anything that it's pressure when you're doing leadership, no matter what form of ministry it is, whether you have a congregation of 1, 2, 10, 10,000, or a million. It's always a weight that comes to attack you. And, you know, it's always the way we have some people around us that we feel are for us, but we find out that there's a remnant of people that are not standing for us, but are fighting against what God is doing in our lives. But I just hear the Spirit of God say to tell you that enough is enough, and I'm fighting on your behalf. The Lord said not to open your mouth in this season. He said, let me fight your battle. He said, every mouth and every tongue that rise against you, I will tear down, for I'm the Lord God. And I'm going to destroy some things because I'm not pleased with some things. And but God is getting ready to strengthen in some areas. I promise you, woman of God, don't lose rest, don't live sleep or nothing, wondering what is going on. For God said, this is the hour that I should show my power even the greater in your life. The Lord said, continue to do my will. Stay on course for the assignment that I've given you. The Lord said, for this is not the time to draw weary. Be not weary in well doing, for I am a God that you're going to reap in due season if you faint not. For this is the season that I wish to do greater and more marvelous things out of your life. As the woman of God said earlier, that this is a ministry that God has gave you. Stand still, said the Lord, and see my salvation. For my time and the season for me to come greater and bolder in you is now, said the Lord. I give honor to God today for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I pray that the peace of God rest over your life, that God will continue to strengthen you, that God will strengthen every prayer request that we have, that God will make every prayer request that we have given and everything that we're needing of him to do. We count it done in the name of Jesus. We speak that it's done, that it's being answered, and that everything is being destroyed by the power of God. I ask now that his healing virtue would rest with us, that his wisdom and knowledge would rest with us, that his grace and mercy would continue to follow us, that we would stand firm on his word. Bless our families, bless our homes, bless us financially, bless us physically. Raise us up in this season greater than before. Father, we thank you, and we're excited about your power and your glory. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I want to say one last thing to you, Evangelist Bernard. Sometimes people that start with you can't finish the race with you, said the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
whatever that meant. Some of the people that start with you can't finish the race with you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless you, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for that word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for Sister Ruby before you get off the line, Apostle John.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you and we bless you for Mother. We thank you for her. We thank you for her spirit. We thank you for her zeal. Father, we know that she's always in the midst of the prayer line. She's always praying and connecting and believing and trusting you with the rest of us, oh God. Father, we pray, God, that you would, God, extend her. God, that you would add and give strength to the body, God. God, that you would cause her zeal to run, to become stronger the more, oh God. Father, we thank you and we bless you and we glorify you for being that great God, the great Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, I'm asking you now, God, to go on assignment. God, whatever the needs are in her life, God, that you meet them. Father, we're asking you, God, to be the God that you are. Father, we're asking, God, that you touch, God, that you move by your power and your spirit, oh God. God, that you would have thine own way. Father, we love on you for being the God that you are. And, Father, we're careful to bless you and to praise you, God, for being the wonderful God that you are. God, we're lifting her up before you, God. We're giving you praise for her life, oh, God. God, we're answering you, God, because we know, God, that you're moving, God. Father, but as your prophet, as your manservant, God, Father, I decree and declare now, God, that it is so, that she's been made whole, that she's been strengthened, and that whatever needs that she has, that they're met. Father, yes, I declare and decree it. Father, today,
yes,
when I was in Psalms 2 and verse 6 and 7, oh God, Father, you told us that we had that power, God. You gave us that anointing, God, to be able to bind. God, do it now. Do it. Do it for me, oh Lord, right now.
Thank you.
Father, I'm trusting you now, God, that you're answering this prayer. Father, we believe in you, God, because we love this great mother. We grab this woman of God, Father, that diligently loves you, God, and that gets on this line, God, faithfully, God, and that prays for others, God, and that are assigned to it, oh, God. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would bless like only you can, Father, for you are great and mighty, God. How great and mighty and awesome is our God. And, Father, this day, God, we're believing you and touching and agreeing that Evangelist Bernard and myself and the rest of the body of believers, God, are touching and agreeing for this great mother, this great esteemed woman of God, that it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just glorify you, and we just give you the praise and more. And it is in your name we do pray. Amen.
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 Amen. I want to just remind you all, too, that Bishop Leo Lewis will be here on April the 11th, 12th, and 14th at, let me pull up this file, at Apostolic Original Holy Church of God Incorporated, where Bishop Tiemann Bostic Sr. is the presiding, presiding prelate, invites you to pre-Pentecost revival. The flow of the anointing continues, and I've been trying to get Bishop on this line, but I'm announcing this flyer today, so that's Bishop Leo Lewis Sr. from Macedonia Miracle Kingdom and Worship Center in Montgomery, Alabama, and his son is also a guest psalmist, Elder Leo Lewis Jr., and this is the April 11th, 12th, and 14th, Thursday and Friday at 7 o'clock p.m., Sunday, he'll be speaking at the 11 o'clock p.m. and the 6 o'clock p.m. service. And again, that's Mount Olive Apostolic Original Holy Church of God, Incorporated. It's at 605 Hamilton Avenue in Menlo Park, California. So the Ruby know that area. She drove buses out there for 24 years, so she know that area. So mark your calendars and come out. She's talking about an apostolic father. That's Bishop Leo Lewis. So mark those dates on your calendar. If you're able to attend, we certainly would be happy to see you, and we'll be announcing that up until that date. That's about 2.5 weeks away. Amen. So God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow at 1:00 p.m. We're going to close out with I'm at Peace. If you're able to listen, God bless you. If not, we love you.
Evangelist.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Johnson. Mr. Yes. Ruby,
may I pray?
Sister Aisha, Minister Tillman, God bless you all. I'm at peace. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
It'll be all over in the morning you came and laid your hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
God bless you, Sister T. Love you.
God bless you. Love you, too. Hope you feel better.
All right. You be good. Take care. Be careful, okay?
I will. I love you, man.
All right. We love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a Jesus day.
You too.